Hi, this is Dave Kale. Welcome to today's podcast for salespeople. Today we're going to focus on a question and answer. Here's the question. Dave, I have long enjoyed your articles in the paper and the emails that you send out. I'm in my second year of being a full commissioned salesperson and I wanted to get your advice. When I make an on-site visit or pick up the phone and call the customer, I feel like I'm begging for work, like asking the headmaster for another cup of gruel. I know this isn't healthy, and I genuinely believe my product is of great quality and valuable to the customer. I get very anxious and apprehensive to first pick up the phone and then to call the customer and try to wade through my nervousness and then try to act confident to get the sale. I work out of a home office separated from the main office about 2 hours away. I can call down and talk to the owner or my production manager for a pep talk. My challenge, I guess, is self-confidence and conviction. Here's my answer. Call reluctance. Boy, we have all been there. You know, there's not a salesperson alive who hasn't at some time or another felt the same things that you're feeling. First of all, congratulations on taking the first step. You know, you've recognized the problem and you've correctly diagnosed that the issue lies within yourself. Now, I'm not so sure you said that it's the issue self-confidence and conviction. I'm not so sure conviction is an issue because you've indicated that you're convinced that your product is of great quality and valuable to the customer. So I suspect it's not about conviction. It is about your thoughts and your feelings. You know, if you can somehow gain control of those, you'll control your reluctance and you'll make more calls and you'll make them more effectively. Your results will improve. You'll make more money, enjoy life, maybe even retire early. So it does come down to working with yourself and managing your thoughts and emotions. Sooner or later, almost every sales problem comes down to this. You know, you recognize, of course, that it is your responsibility to manage your thoughts and emotions. But I'll tell you, that's a big one. Just accepting the responsibility is a positive step. You are responsible for managing your thoughts and emotions. Now, that sounds so simple, but a lot of people never get that. So, number one, accept the responsibility to manage yourself. Now, you've diagnosed the problem, and it's you, right? And, you know, I don't mean to pick on you. I mean, this is just like, this is everybody. This could be every person. So now the question is, all right, it's you've accepted the responsibility to manage your thoughts, to manage your emotions. Now, how do you do that? That's the question. So I'm going to give you some techniques. The first set of techniques is basically based on this premise, that the reason you're so reluctant is because you're allowing negative thoughts to occupy your mind. And those negative thoughts paralyze your actions. So the key is to eliminate the negative thoughts. You do this not by focusing on the negative, but rather by substituting positive thoughts. And every time you put a positive thought in your mind, you just push out a negative one. So here are some very specific proven techniques to focus on more positive thoughts. Number one, commit to a life's purpose. Okay, I know this sounds really theoretical, but it's not. You know, if you create a specific detailed statement of your purpose in life and clarify it and post it in front of yourself, you know, and you look at it every day like, what am I doing here anyway? Why am I here? And if you can respond to that, then, you know, all the small things in life, and this is, believe me, this is a small thing. All the small things help support the bigger thing, which is your purpose. And you focus on your purpose, and everything else falls into line. That's number one. Number two, create a specific and powerful goal. Now, this is similar to the purpose, only a goal is a more specific, shorter time frame. I believe you have goals for every year and then maybe every month and maybe every week and maybe every day. So they're very short term. Now, if your life's purpose provides you emotional power and support, your goal gives you the energy for specific actions. So I recommend that you create a written statement of what you want to achieve. You know, set a deadline. You want to get a new car, want to get this, want to get that. And then every day you see your actions as being a step towards that. So what you're doing is focusing on positive things. Number three, Number one, commit to a life's purpose. Number two, a specific goal. Number three, visualize that goal. Picture it. Put it in front of you. See yourself, you know, in a brand new car. Have a picture of that car. And that way, everything that you do, every phone call that you make, is a step towards that goal. And the power of the goal just overwhelms your negative personal thoughts. Number four, put in positive thoughts. Somewhere along the line, you've picked up a number of negative thoughts that occupy your mind. And one way to get rid of them is to push them out by substituting positive thoughts. Search for a number of positive thoughts and write them down. I used to use quotes from famous teachers like Shakespeare. You know, I'd write each one down on a 3x5 card. And positive quotes from the Bible. You know, for example, if God can be for you, who can be against you? Now, that's a quote from the Bible. What a powerful thought that is. And, you know, so you collect these positive and powerful thoughts. You collect them. Put them on 3x5 cards or on your computer, on your PDA, your cell phone, whatever, so you're going to see them all the time. And you just keep reading them to yourself over and over repetitively. And you start. And what you do is you just start embedding those positive thoughts in your mind. Number five, picture success and what it brings. Now, this is a little variation of the goal and visualizing the goal, but it could be a little vaguer than that. Picture yourself having a great day. Picture lots of sales, wonderful sales calls. Enjoy the feeling, relish it, explore it, experience it, and then work towards that feeling that feels so good to get a deal, you know? So work towards getting the deal. Number six, give yourself specific numbers and specific rewards. Set a daily goal. So let's say you're going to have 20 conversations with customers. That's a daily goal. And so when you attain it, you allow yourself to play one hole of golf that week. So when you get it twice, that's two holes. And so you just, you know, it's just a little game that you play with yourself, but it's managing yourself. Specific number, specific reward. Number seven, line up your calls and discipline yourself to make another call immediately after you hang up from the first one. So don't take time to think about it. So let's say you line up 20 calls and you just decide you're not going to think about them in between. As soon as you get off with one, you just immediately start dialing the number for the other. So again, what this does is it forces you to not allow yourself time to have negative thoughts. And number eight, here's one that I used to do. Make a warm call first. Call someone that you know is going to be happy to talk to you. You know, someone who likes you. Like I used to call, I had a customer service person who would always spend time with me, and I would call her just, you know, if I was having a bad day, just, you know, to have somebody on the other end of the phone be happy to talk with you and give you something to do just for a few moments to talk yourself back into a more positive frame of mind. So make a warm call, or if you're having a bad experience, make a warm call first. Those are eight specific things you can do to overcome call reluctance and to manage the thoughts and emotions that interfere with your productivity. And again, it goes back to the issue. You are responsible. You are responsible for your thoughts and your emotions. You can change them. You just have to decide to. Okay? Go forth and sell well. We're done.